Defendant's witness, Mr. Gunther, I just got a message. Defendant's witness, I didn't know there was a witness, is related to me at some point?
It depends on what the testimony is, because some of the incidents occurred while he was at a relative.
I don't know who he is, sir. Who are you mentioning? Who is this alleged witness?
Jerome Davis.
Jerome Davis is related to me?
He's on police body cam telling him that he is.
Jerome Davis?
Jerome Davis and Adriana Morchester, yes.
I've never heard the name Jerome Davis in my entire life. So I'm not sure who Jerome Davis is or how he's related to me. I mean, I'm more than willing to listen. Why don't you come up, Mr. Gunther?
Okay.
This is a matter of Kenneth Gunther. Which person has a witness that may be Jerome Davis?
I believe it would be Jelani is the name.
Jelani Hayes, let's call that case first. This is a matter of Kenneth Gunther versus Jelani Hayes, FB01610-25. I received a message from staff that Mr. Gunther, the plaintiff, indicated that he believed that I may be related to a witness. Mr. Gunther, come on up, Mr. Hayes.
I am his advocate, and I am his.
And your name is?
Melissa Hayes. Your Honor, he has disabilities, and I do have paperwork that I was asked to bring.
All right, come on up, man. Okay. So, Mr. Gunther, let's deal with this potential conflict. So you told the domestic violence staff that you believe that I was somehow related to one of their witnesses. And the name of their witness is Jerome Davis?
And Adriana Morchesky.
And Adriana Morchesky?
Yes, that's...
I never heard of either name.
Okay, may I briefly explain?
Sure.
There was an incident prior to VASPA.
Okay.
Where Mr. Hayes and Jelani, I don't know how to pronounce his name, and one of my neighbors are caught on videotape throwing rocks at my property.
Okay.
And when the police responded, the Jerome Davis and Adriana Morchesky, the neighbors,
okay,
are caught on video camera telling the police, I think I have the quote of it in there, but they're telling the police that you were their attorney and that you taught all the prosecutors and that your brother is the sheriff of Atlanta County.
Well, my brother used to be the sheriff.
Yes.
But that's different than, I'm not the, they said I represented them before, not that I'm related to them. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
They said that you're their personal friend we're related to them. They screamed it out loud. And
okay. So I'm going to guarantee you I'm not related to either of them, at least any relations that I'm aware of. Is it possible I represented one of them? That's definitely possible. As I say in my opening statement every morning, I did this for 30 years. I represented a lot of people, most of which I recognize by name or face. Sometimes that slips through, and I don't remember either of their names. But are they either one of them here to be a witness here today?
No, but if the testimony goes to the area before or any priors before the VASPA came into effect, then it will go into that area.
All right. Well, I'm going to make this real simple because I'm not going to get involved in something that somebody may think I have a conflict. I'm going to send this back to Judge Badalman, okay? So you'll either be heard today or they'll get you another day. But I'm going to send this back. I'm not going to get in the middle of this at this point. All right, I'm going to rule. At this point, I'm going to bail out. We're going to send you to Judge Badalman. Not really sure what you're saying. It is possible that one of these alleged witnesses come in here, and at some point I represented them, then I would have a conflict. I would not disagree. I don't recognize either of their names, but to err on the side of caution, I'm going to send this back to Judge Badalman. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. No problem.